Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
You might have been at the end of your tether and you just couldn't stand the bad behaviour a moment longer. And smack seemed like the only thing you could do. I'm talking about what it's like to be a parent in stressful circumstances. Maybe when you were little, your parents smacked you when you were naughty. Now, you know smacking is the wrong thing to do, but it does happen. And does it really do any long-term damage? You might have noticed a few news reports about this issue in various newspapers today, both in print and online. So we thought we'd turn to Dr. Justin Coulson for a little bit of his insight. Now, he's written four best-selling books about raising children. He has a PhD in psychology and six children of his own. Justin, you probably saw the reports. What did you think?
They're smack on target, if I can use that phrase. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but they're exactly what the research has been telling us for a long time. But there's some really interesting new elements to what this data is telling us. Previously, we've known that children who are abused, children who are hit hard and regularly, children who are the recipients of what we might call harsh physical punishment, well, we've always known that things don't work out so well for them. But what this new research is telling us is that even smacking, the kind of thing that Americans would call spanking, the thing that many Australian parents would say, I'm just going to give them a little tap. I need to just let them know who's boss and that I'm in charge and that they can't get away with that. That kind of smacking, if it's persistent, if it's pervasive, if it's the sort of the standard tool in our parenting toolkit, well, that kind of behavior, we would call it harsh discipline, I guess. That is associated with a raft of challenges for children, sometimes in the short term, but more particularly in the long term. It's associated with depression and anxiety. And another study that was published just in the last couple of weeks that didn't show up in the news reports, but is quite fascinating, came from the University of Montreal, that showed that children who are spanked consistently as children grow into adolescents whose brains are smaller than children whose parents don't use physical discipline, don't yell, don't get angry the same way.
Wow. I mean, it's just such an important issue to talk about. Like, smacking obviously is not as socially acceptable as I suppose it once was. And there has been, you know, a change. Is it because of changes to law? Is it changes to standards, Justin? Or is it because we are seeing more of this kind of research and just understanding with a lot more clarity the kind of consequences that your actions as a parent can have for your child?
Kat, I'll tell you what it's not because of. It's not because of the mainstream kind of media. It's certainly not because of our politicians. In fact, just a few years ago, we had a prime minister who was advocating the right of parents to smack their children. It's certainly not because of laws. Australia is one of many countries who still haven't made it illegal. There's more than 50 countries that have made smacking illegal now. What it is because of is bit by bit, people are starting to recognise that there are better ways to raise kids. There are better ways to discipline. There are better ways, more humane ways to treat these children that we once upon a time were so desperate for. That we, you know, the day that you see that child for the first time come into your life, you think, oh my goodness, my life's now complete. And then 12 months later, you're thinking, I'm going to whack this kid if they scream one more time. It's like, how does that happen? How do we go from pure love to pure frustration? And fortunately, more and more parents are starting to understand that there are more humane ways, and certainly the research is showing more effective ways to teach children good ways to act.
I want to hear a little bit about that for people who are keen to expand their toolkits, Justin, but before we get your tips, this could be quite hard for any parent to hear who has smacked their child and might be worried that the damage is now done and they've stuffed it all up. So what could you say to anyone who is hearing about this latest research and the consequences and feeling pretty terrible right now?
I want to share a real estate metaphor and I'll bring it back to parenting. People always say the best time to buy a house was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. And same with parenting. The best time to start being a better parent was the day that you had that child. But if you haven't done it right up until today, well, start today. Something that I don't like talking about, but I have to acknowledge, is that I'm as guilty as anyone. Before I went back to uni, Kat, I was a radio DJ and had no idea about parenting, but I did have a couple of kids, and I made pretty much every mistake you can make, including giving the kids a pretty solid whack every now and again. In fact, it's because of one of those incidents that I returned to school, studied psychology, and learned how to be a better dad. I'm not suggesting that people should quit their jobs and go back to uni to study psychology, but there are books, there are resources, there are so many ways that we can improve our parenting. I guess the one thing that I would say is it does matter. If people who are shrugging their shoulders and saying, oh, for goodness sakes, all of these cotton-walled kids, they're never going to have any discipline. When you talk to the people who run the prisons, you'll usually find that they'll indicate that the kids who are in prison aren't the ones who weren't smacked, they're the ones that were. We can do better, we know better, and that parenting toolkit needs to expand so that we can get rid of smacking once and for all.
There are lots of different tools too, as you say, and many books and resources that you can turn to if you're keen to acquire some new skills. But Justin, briefly before we hit the 3 o'clock news, what would be one tool that you'd wish parents or could add to their kit?
Compassion. Compassion. The word literally means to suffer with. Com means with others or together. And passion, it doesn't mean Tony Robbins, let's get excited. It means suffering. If we were more compassionate, if we could see our children through their own eyes, understand what it's like to be in a child's shoes, I think we'd be a lot more patient, a lot more gentle with our kids. Discipline is not about hurting. It's about helping. It's about teaching, guiding, instructing. So when you've got a child who's behaving like they're having a really hard time, it's because they're having a really hard time. They don't need us to make it harder. So we come alongside them, we connect with them, and we say, you look like you're struggling, how can I help? That one line, that tiny little script, will make all the difference in your discipline, because instead of hurting, you'll be helping. You look like you're having a hard time, Kat, how can I help?
Oh, Justin. Fortunately, I'm not having a hard time at this present point in time.
Thank goodness.
And it's often in those moments where you are having a hard time that it is hard to take that breath and think about what you've just said. So it's really helpful to have the reminder this afternoon and that help for when we do need it. Justin, thank you very much for your time and for your insight.
I always love our chats. Thanks, Kat.
Dr. Justin Coulson on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. Check out his website if you're keen for a little bit more of his research-led insight into parenting. That's Dr. Justin Coulson as your key search terms in your favourite search engine, Dr. Justin Coulson.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.